A family is a team on a boat. They're on the boat together. This is a boat that they've built, the mother and the father, and then they have a child on that boat. The boat is sailing through an unknown world. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Sometimes the weather is good, sometimes the weather is terrible. There are monsters. There's danger, and sometimes there's catastrophe. The function of the parents is to ensure that the child is able to one day sail their own boat, to be able to navigate it successfully, and most importantly, to be able to sail that boat in heavy weather. No parent of any responsibility and intelligence would ever think that preparing a child in smooth weather, in plain sailing, with sunshine and a nice breeze going in the right direction, the wind in their sails, this doesn't make for a successful child. All it does is create a situation for inevitable failure of that child. Your main function as a parent isn't to make your child happy. This is almost a perfect recipe for disaster, and it's a complete throwing away, a dismissal of your core responsibility as a mother and a father. In particular, as a father, as a dad. Happiness isn't the goal. Competence is the goal. Ability to be able to do things when your child doesn't want to do things, but they know that it's the right thing to do. There's been this idea that's completely normalized, which is based on a very romantic concept of childhood. This idea of romanticism and this innocence of childhood, the way that it must be protected and the way that it is inherently beautiful and good, is a dangerous idea. The natural state of things is for things to fall apart. That's what happens. Things fall apart. Things will always fall apart. It's entropy. It's the general state of the universe. Everything reduces itself to less and less and less, which ends up inevitably in destruction. The romantic idea is that children are inherently innocent and beautiful, and our job is to maintain that innocence and supposed beauty. This is not beautiful at all. This is a complete dismissal of your responsibility as a parent. Your responsibility as a parent is to be able to prepare the child for what lies ahead. And what lies ahead is unknown. The assumption that you can make your child happy, as long as my child is happy, that's the most important thing, is a particularly nasty twist on this idea of romanticism. It's a dangerous one, because happiness as a goal in itself is absurd. It's thin and shallow. Happiness has no meaning in it. Meaning is what's important. A meaning is created by overcoming things, overcoming problems, and being able to develop competence and therefore be able to contribute to the world around you. It might be your immediate world, might be your wider world, might be just with the family, it might be your child and your child's friends and their community, but being able to contribute in a productive way, to be useful, for the child to be of use and for the child to feel like they're useful. And that means they need to be able to solve problems. And solving problems is something that requires taking something which doesn't work or is dysfunctional or isn't as good as it could be and be able to go about fixing it, making it better in some way. This is our responsibility as parents. This is the core responsibility as parents. Real meaning and happiness for your child comes from them knowing that they're able to have a sense of confidence about solving problems that come along in the future. So I have a metaphor for this and for families, and this is, I hope, really useful for people to understand in a broad way about what our responsibilities are as a parent. And the metaphor that I use is that of a boat. The boat has been created by the mother and the father. This boat is out on an ocean. Some of it is mapped. Most of it is not. Even the mapped parts are changing. This boat is on a journey going in a direction. Sometimes it's moving fast. Sometimes it's in a bay somewhere and nothing much is happening. Sometimes there are repairs. There's ongoing maintenance. There are adjustments to the boat. As a parent, when we have a child, it is important to be able to have that child start to be active and contribute to the maintenance and running of the boat. It might be small things that they can do, but as soon as they're able to, the child needs to be able to be introduced to work and problem solving and learning in reality. From the youngest age, children should be able to take responsibility for something, even if it's something simple, like moving things around, doing a little bit of painting on the boat, being able to tie a few knots, being able to clean parts of the boat. Children desperately want to be useful. It's extraordinarily sad, the number of young kids that I see today, and their parents don't give them any sense of control or any sense of them being useful. From the age of 4 or 5 years old, they love to have a sense of control and usefulness. They are desperate to be useful. And yet, most of the time, this never happens. Somebody always does it for them. They are like the passive receivers of food and of work by the parents, and the parents are doing things for them because, oh, Johnny is just a child. Johnny's just a child. But Johnny actually has deep inside him a burning desire to be a part of a team. And the team is the group on the boat. It's a good idea to see the people on the boat, the family on the boat, a bit like a gang. A bit like a gang of pirates on the sea. And this gang is bonded together through working and helping each other together. And as the boat moves through the ocean, that everybody is contributing in a useful way. The function of the parents is really to be able to have the child make their own boat, and ideally a boat that's better than the one that they've made, and one that is more solid, one that may be faster and more agile, with the skills and capability to navigate and direct the boat and use the conditions that are at hand in a way that allows them to get where they want to go. That's the goal of the parents. The goal of the parents isn't to make the child happy. The goal of the parents is to facilitate and guide the child to be able to sail their own boat competently and be able to sail through difficult weather that is inevitable. It is inevitable that bad things are going to happen. There are monsters out there. And denying this, again, is a, you know, pretending this is not true, is a ridiculous thing. Children know this. Young people know this. By the time the child's about 11 or 12 years old, they know that the world is a massive, scary place. And they need to know that they are getting some kind of guidance from people that they respect that's going to give them the tools and skills to be able to handle some of this. Parents that don't do this are dismissing their main role. Why have children? They are not toys. There's a difference between having a family and having children. Lots of people seem to have children, but they don't actually have a family, because nobody is teaching the child how to sail and cooperate on the boat. They're not doing it. Instead, what they're doing is that they're just carrying a passenger. They're feeding the child. They're doing the work for the child. So they want their child to be happy. But the child is learning nothing. The child's learning nothing at all. The child is actually learning that it can't really do anything and that it needs somebody. Somebody, a big daddy in the sky, a big mummy in the sky, to be able to provide for them, to be able to fix all of their problems, to be able to help them cope with their difficulties as they grow. And this is what creates weak, useless people. Unhappy people. People that fall apart when things are not going their way. It's literally a recipe for unhappiness. It might make them happy in the moment, but it literally creates a perfect situation for your child to be incompetent, useless, depressed, lacking self-control, no self-discipline. And this is everywhere today. It's everywhere. It's not a family. A family's job is to teach the child to sail. At the beginning, most of the responsibility for the child is with the mother, and it's focused around safety and making sure that the child is well fed, well looked after, and so on. But very quickly, the responsibility for boys falls to the dad. As soon as possible, the child should have their own little boat, just a small boat that's tied to the back of the family boat. As it moves along, it might just be staying still, but the child wants to have their own boat. They enjoy it, the sense of responsibility, the sense that there is something that belongs to them, something small that they can play with, and it's separate from the parents' boat, but it's tied to it. As time goes on, the boat becomes further and further away. There's a bit more distance between the parents' boat and the child's boat. The child should be able to do what it wants with the boat, to be able to make mistakes, to be able to paint it the colour that they want, to be able to take ownership of this boat that belongs to them. It has to be theirs. They want to modify it. Let them modify it. Guide them when they make mistakes. Correct the mistakes. Explain to them why. Work together, but don't do the work that they need to do to build their own little boat. Sometimes the young child should go on trips with the dad. The father needs to take the child out on to do particular activities separately on a boat together. That's an opportunity for the son to be able to work together with the father independently and be able to test the limits of the particular boat. They may be going on a separate journey. Those journeys are really important. The son is able to work together with the father, and the father needs to give them little bit more responsibility than they're comfortable with, to be able to make the boat go faster than they're comfortable with, to be able to go through slightly more difficult weather, something that is just beyond the comfort zone of his son. And the son will learn a lot about doing this. He will learn and watch about the actions of his father. He will watch what happens when there's tiredness and when there's difficult weather, and he will model this from the way that the father behaves. Cold, hungry, it's not too bad. And then they come back to the family boat and they get cleaned up and they will laugh and joke about what it is that they've done together. It's about creating adventures. And this sense of adventure is a deep, important and critical part of a young man growing up and the relationship that the young man has with his father. As competence grows, the father is responsible for taking the son out on increasingly challenging journeys, sometimes in very heavy weather. He might do this on purpose, even though it would upset the mother. These secret adventures are the adventures where there's deep learning and confidence about the ability to face challenge, to be able to go into the unknown, and to be able to cope, and to be able to maintain composure when things are difficult. This is where young men develop foundational skills that will last them for the rest of their life. Skills like emotional control and self-discipline. These things are things that last essentially forever. And these are the bedrock that everything else is built on. You can't develop confidence in your child by your child sailing in plain sunny weather, laughing and joking. That's not confidence. Confidence is something that needs to be based on reality, and it requires experience in doing difficult things, increasingly difficult, so that these difficult things, doing difficult things, becomes completely normal. It's just no problem. Yeah, it's no problem. The weather is difficult today. No, it's fine. It's fine. Done it before, can do it again. It's not a big deal. It's no big deal. And you find that when there are other children who don't have these kinds of experiences, that they are totally different. They are falling apart at the smallest thing. They're offended, they're upset, they're crying. It's different. Or, of course, you come across other boys, and those boys are actually jealous because they want to be able to do difficult things. There is a burning desire for them to do that as they get older. These are things that they really want to do. We know instinctively as young men that to be useful is valuable. And parents that don't give their children these opportunities are damaging their children in a way that will create problems for the rest of their lives. Over time, the child learns on these journeys with his father about emotional control, about planning, about foresight, and about fixing things in difficult situations, to be calm when everything is going wrong and a bit sideways, to be able to create order out of chaos. Over time, the young man will spend more and more time on his own boat, the boat that he mostly made with his parents' guidance, and specifically his dad's. Little journeys are encouraged within certain boundaries. For example, don't go over the horizon. And the child is inevitably going to face some kind of problems. There will be things that go wrong. Things on the boat that don't work as the child thought they were going to work. There might be a quick squall, some difficult, very fast weather that comes along. And this might be deeply upsetting for everybody. But the child will come back. The child returns, and then everything is talked about. Maybe adjustments are made to the boat. New skills are learnt, and experience is gained in doing things by themselves. What happens is that they're able to go out alone and facing this unknown situation, they're able to deal with the unknown and be able to deal with this chaos. But they've got the foundational skills to be able to do it independently, to be able to go out into situations that are opportunities for them to develop their own independence and be able to cope with problems that happen on the way, and to be able to come back, review the situation, and ultimately become a better sailor. The parents should be giving the child more responsibility, more jobs, more things to do, so that the child is able to extend themselves and go across over the horizon, come back. Even if things are difficult, they will be increasingly competent at being able to do such things. They will come back with stories where there was a monster that they saw, where there was difficulty with the weather. They're going to make mistakes in navigation. They're going to make mistakes in their planning. These mistakes are the mistakes that lay down the foundation for the child to be able to learn. But because of all of the work that the family has done over the years, and in particular the work that the dad has done on taking the boy out on adventures, the family is increasingly confident of the child and the child's ability to be safe and intelligent in the face of the chaos and unknown world that is across the horizon. The goal is for the son to become a competent sailor. It's important that the work that's done by the son is actually his work. It can't be done by the parents. The father, in particular, is there to guide. This is often at odds with the interests of the mother. The instinct of the mother is to protect and to make everything safe. But the job of the father is to balance that out and be able to create situations and experiences that are often at odds with what the mother wants to do. We see this all of the time. Dads are more fun, oftentimes. They will chuck their kids around. They will encourage them to go faster. They will encourage them to do more risky things. And when things go wrong, to laugh them off. And then you learn and move on. But many parents completely deny their children, and sons in particular, the sense of achievement and the confidence that comes from actually learning how to build, maintain, and navigate a boat of their own making. They take it away from them. And the irony is that often the reason that they will give is because they care for their child. They care for little Johnny so much that they just can't control themselves. This is a terrible, terrible thing to do. It poisons the child. As the son grows and is increasingly competent at sailing and navigating, the desire to see what's over the horizon further and further increases. Lots of maps are looked at. Plans are made, some of them real, some of them imaginary. You might read and learn about people that had gone on extraordinary adventures and done extraordinary things. The father needs to encourage this kind of thing. He needs to encourage the study and action of people who in the past have done difficult things and be able to sit down and work together with their son and help their son to learn from other people who have done difficult, often extraordinary things. It's important for the father to encourage this sense of adventure and curiosity about what's out there. Because of all of the work that's been done between the father and the son in particular, there's a relationship established with risk, and strategies are learned on how to control it, on things that you can control and things that you can't. And so the minimization of risk is learnt, and the importance of courage is learnt, and the importance of hard work, the importance of determination, the importance of perseverance, and the importance of cooperation. All of these things are inevitable consequences of the learning that's been done on the previous adventures that the father and son has gone on. Over time, many mistakes are made, many problems are solved, many risks are taken. Sometimes things go wrong, but there is always the haven of the family, of the mother and the father, a safe place that can always be returned to forever. The mother and father are there forever for the child. It's not a temporary thing. It's something that is deep and everlasting, something that will never change. Whenever things go wrong, no matter what happens, there is always a place with the mother and father that the son can return to, regardless of what happens, regardless of the mistakes, regardless of the size and magnitude of the problems that he might face. No matter what, forever. If you have a son and you don't do this, it is deeply unkind. It's deeply unkind. You cannot expect to have a child that is confident and useful and subsequently happy unless you do these things to some extent or another. Trying to do things for your child where they don't have the ability to learn how to do difficult things, it's a cruel thing to do. It's not kind, it's unkind. It's convenient. And it's unkind. You are leaving the future of your child's life up to randomness and chaos. Because if they don't find a way to learn these things through the relationship with the father, they will find another model somewhere else. And that model, in the world that we live in today, is going to be filled by somebody who is not a very good model. Rappers, various dickheads, wankers, gangsters, morons, wasters, losers. They are all waiting to fill the space that you, as a father, found too inconvenient to do. A woman can't do this job. It can't be done. A woman's instinct to protect is too strong. It's simply not possible. They don't have the capability to be able to do it in an effective way. It is absolutely necessary for a father to do this with his son, to teach him how to be a man. Lots of women seem to have this idea that it's possible for them to have a son and raise him successfully. This is just completely wrong. The statistics are they are so utterly clear that having a single parent family when you have a son and raising that son is a near total catastrophe for that young boy. Without having a father as a role model that teaches them how to do these things, teaches them about the relationship with risk, teaches them about the importance of discipline, about the importance of emotional self-control in difficult situations, is critical for that young man to grow into a stable, useful, truly confident individual that's able to contribute to the world in some way. Mothers cannot do this. The mother's job is to nurture and to protect. The father's job is to develop confidence and competence and usefulness and problem-solving ability. As young men, we learn we have a very different way of living than women. The way that we live is based around a growing understanding that our value is based on our usefulness. A woman's value isn't based on her usefulness. A woman's value is something that is inherent. It's inherent to the fact that she's a woman. It's just something that they're born with. But with a man, your value is earned. People seem to find this a difficult or problematic idea, which is just bizarre because it's literally the baseline physics of human behavior. So that's the metaphor of the boat. If you're not doing this, following this kind of idea for your son, you are being deeply unkind. You are creating a situation where your son is likely to be weak, where your son is likely to be unhappy, and where your son is likely to be, quite frankly, sometimes, dangerous. Dangerous ideas, stupid ideas. These are the young men that are going out, getting shit-faced in the park when they're 14 or 15 years old. These are the guys, the young men, that are looking to fill the gap that should be filled by the father with hanging out with various wankers and losers who think that being an idiot is cool. It's because you are not doing your job, because you didn't do your job, your basic job. Why on earth would you have a family if you weren't going to follow this kind of methodology? You're creating a situation where your contribution to the world is probabilistically negative. Emotional problems. It's not fair. And it's kind of disgusting. And a lot of things in the society today work against these very basic principles. But these principles will last forever. They're just hardwired, baked deep into the nature of all human beings. And that's about the gradual development of competence, usefulness, being part of a team. As the child gets older, they're able to become increasingly independent. They're able to face challenges together with the family. And then, as time goes on, to be able to sail and navigate on an unknown ocean where there are monsters and where there are dangers and where things will go wrong. If the child has never experienced that, if the parents have not allowed their child to experience such things and to be able to normalize the overcoming of such things, the child inevitably is going to be incompetent, difficult, problematic, and the child is inevitably going to be in situations where they simply cannot cope, where they will fall apart, where the stress will get to them, and they will reach up and expect for somebody else to fix it for them. There must be someone else. It must be the government that will solve the problem. It should be the teacher's responsibility. It should be the responsibility of the NHS to look after their health. It should be the responsibility of the boss, some big boss in the sky. Maybe it's the European Union. Maybe it's the World Economic Forum. But never themselves. It's always going to be somebody else's fault. The truth is, that nobody is coming to help them. It's up to them.
Just go with it, boy.
Yes!